questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our question today is about historical events and also something perhaps tied to the fate of the Islamic Ummah. And the question, it is as follows. Why Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, why was he not able to, by perhaps enacting better policies when dividing the money of the treasury amongst the Muslims, to keep everybody satisfied by giving those who want more money, such as Talha and Zubayr, to avoid war? Is that not more beneficial than being completely just and thus having so many wars?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, it's not so many wars, because the second and the Imam Ali al-Salam had only three wars. The second was initiated with Muawiyah, which had nothing to do with dividing the public territory. And the third was Khawarij, again, not related to this issue. And the first battle was initiated by Talha, Zubayr, and Aisha, but although to some extent it is related to, the question, but we have more important factors which played a key role. Now, first of all, sometimes people, when they ask this question, they presume that the Holy Prophet was different, as if the Holy Prophet was more tolerant,
more peaceful, and flexible. The Imam was much more warlike.
And he was more strict in dividing the Baitul Mal or public territory, which is not the case. Maybe this is just, it's presupposition in the minds of many people that the Holy Prophet was somehow easygoing in terms of dividing the public territory. But we cannot find even one example in the history of Islam which tells us that in one occasion the Holy Prophet divided the public territory not in an equal way.
Yes, like he gave more to the nobles, to the tribe leaders, and less to the poor people. Yeah. No.
I think what has made some people to come to this wrong conclusion is that when the Holy Prophet wanted to give zakat to different people, one of the cases is مُؤَلَّفَةُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. For example, the Holy Prophet gives some amount of zakat to some people to attract them toward the religion, for them to come to the Prophet and study about the religion.
So they can see there's actually an economical benefit and social justice kind of.
And for different reasons, just prevent wars and so on and so forth. So it is related to zakat. It has nothing to do with Baitul Mal. This is a wrong understanding of the two. Yes, the Holy Prophet may have given some money to some nobles, but that is based on the concept of zakat, which is still today, the law is the law.
Right. It's almsgiving. It's charity.
It's zakat. But when it comes to dividing the public territory or the booties of the war and so on and so forth, you cannot find even one case in the history of Islam, at the time of the Prophet, in which he has done otherwise. So Imam Ali al-Salam just continued the same tradition of the Prophet, which is, of course, the Islamic one.
The correct one.
Yeah. And so talking about the question of Talha and Zubayr, we know that I will talk about, these two personalities in detail, But the point is that what happened was that from the time of the first caliph, we see such a kind of injustice in terms of dividing the public territory. And it began from Abu Bakr, the first caliph. Then at the time of the second caliph, it continued. And this inequality was increased. Sometimes they began to give some nobles By nobles, I mean those companions who converted to the Islam before the others or took part in many wars helping the Prophet, to give them more, to give Arabs more compared to the non-Arabs. And when it came to the time of the third caliph, we suddenly see a great change, that he's giving some people much more than the other people. Discrimination between Arabs and non-Arabs is increased at the time of the third caliph. So for 25 years, these companions of the Prophet, they just get used to this new policy of Islamic, so-called Islamic government, that as the companions of the Prophet, we have this right to have more share from the Baitul Mal, from the public treasury.
So for 25 years, dear Sheikh, the Islamic, we call it very loosely the Islamic, but just for explaining it, was actually ridden and plagued by systematic racism and oppression and injustice. All these problems we actually see today in this world as well.
And when Imam Hadi alayhi salam comes to power, of course, he's asked by the people to accept the caliphate. He just announces that I'm going to follow the tradition of the Prophet. We know that in the six-member committee, appointed by the second caliph, Imam Ali salam was offered the caliphate on the condition that he followed the tradition of the first and the second caliphs. But, I mean, it was very easily possible for Imam Ali salam just to say yes. But this yes meant a lot. Imam alayhi salam did not accept the caliphate because he said that I will only follow the tradition of the Prophet and the Quran and not the tradition of the first and the second caliphs. And then Uthman accepted that and he was chosen as the caliph. So when Imam alayhi salam was chosen as the next caliph after Uthman, of course, for the Shia, he was the first imam. He explicitly mentions that I'm going to follow the tradition of the Prophet.
Only.
And it's been mentioned in Nahjul Balagha that, for example, he mentioned that all the lands which were given by Uthman to all these people, the companions, without them having any right, I will take them back. I mean, Imam was not going to...
This oppression and injustice keep on going.
Exactly.
Of course not.
So then what is the difference between Imam Ali Salam and the previous caliphs?
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Not only that, Imam Ali Salam said that I swear by Allah that if with those unlawful properties you have given dowries to your women or purchased some slave girls and so on and so forth, I will take it back. Why? This is the reason. فَإِنَّ فِي الْعَدْلِ سَعَى. I mean, what helps the people, the welfare of the Islamic society, is within the concept of adl and justice. And also, Imam Ali Salam sent a letter to all his agents, and he mentions that whoever asks you for more, I mean, from the public territory or anything else which should be divided among the Muslims in an equal way, you should refuse. So it is very normal that, I mean, at this time, for those people who for 25 years they were privileged, of course, against the religion, they are privileged over the others, they cannot tolerate.
So they were the elite, they were the elite class.
Exactly.
So basically it was a corrupt government.
That's the point. It's not only about Talha and Zubair. We have people like Aqil, the brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His story is famous. He comes to Imam Ali alayhi salam asking for more money from the public treasury.
And not a lot, of course.
Yeah.
Very little.
Yeah, of course. And the Imam refuses that. And this, there is a story about the sister of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Umm Hani. In all these cases, the Imam says that no, all the people have the
equal right to this treasury. Not you have no special privilege because you are my family.
Yeah. Let me just share another point. Some people ask the question in another way. They say that why Imam alayhi salam during his caliphate did not give the poor more than the rich people from the public treasury. I mean, sometimes this question is asked in another way. Again, the answer is that when it comes to Baytul Mal, the public treasury should be divided among the people equally.
It is not a charity.
It's not charity. But right. When it comes to helping the poor, Imam alayhi salam did that, but through other ways, like through, charity,
from zakat itself. Right.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. And in many cases, we have stories in the history of Islam. These are recorded that Imam alayhi salam did so. Imam alayhi salam helped many poor, but not from the public treasury. Public treasury should be divided equally. It should not be given to the poor and rich more than the other. So let me just share a few reports in this regard. It's been mentioned that, for example, Yahya ibn Urwat ibn Zubayr says that once people talked about Imam Ali alayhi salam before my father, Urwat ibn Zubayr, and once he told me that, my son, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people were not separated from Imam Ali alayhi salam except for worldly pleasures and monies and properties.
So that's the only reason that they waged war against him.
Yeah. Osama ibn Zayd, he sent a person toward Imam Ali alayhi salam and told him that, please send me some money from the public treasury, but it was not his share. And he told Imam alayhi salam that, you know, that I will be with you in all the occasions, wars, and so on and so forth.
Right, I'll be loyal to you.
Exactly.
Right.
But then Imam alayhi salam, in answering him, he said that, إِنَّ هَذَا الْمَالِ لِمَنْ جَاهَدَ عَلَيْهِ. This amount of money is for those people who took part in jihad. So this answer shows that he was asking for maybe some war booties, but he did not participate in that war. But then Imam said that, وَلَكِنْ لِيَ مَالًا بِالْمَدِينَةِ, I have some properties in the city of Medina. You can take from that whatever you wish. See, Imam alayhi salam is ready to help Osama ibn Zayd, but not from that war booties, which only belong to those people who participated in that war. He's not ready to do that from public treasury. But when it comes to his own properties, he's ready to give as much as people want.
And this is the peak of being just, because these war bounties, they're not only the imam's share, it is everybody. So everybody must agree before he can give.
That's the point. There are a couple of points to talk more about Talha and Zubayr in specific, but I think we need to follow.
Right, indeed, because we are unfortunately out of time. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for joining us today and sharing with us this valuable knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن